Trevin Millard is the Reno Gazette Journal's education reporter covering the Washoe County School District and also Nevada's education policies. He's been informing the community about school overcrowding and issues facing the school board. Trevin Millard, thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you.
WC1, the education funding ballot measure, won big last night. In the last 12 years, Washoe County voters haven't passed an education ballot measure. What was different this time around?
A couple things. In the past, you really never saw a campaign to pass these kind of things. There was little things here and there. This year, we saw a huge groundswell and, frankly, just a lot of money poured into a campaign for the Vote Yes. So you had $1.4 million poured into that campaign. A Vote No campaign popped up at the last minute. And to put that in comparison, they only had $32,000. So you had that, and then just the situation that they capitalized on, just the situation of the schools with overcrowding. And you see these portables, you know, they really had a good picture to paint of need at this point in time.
So do you think the results were surprising at all?
The gap was surprising, you know, given what you mentioned about the past and how voters have just gone in the negative direction on any ballot question for the past more than a decade, you expected a shift to be small. But you see 56% of voters approving this. That was the sign all night. There was never an indication it wasn't going to pass from the time we got the first results.
Now that the measure has passed, when can the community start seeing schools becoming less overcrowded or new school buildings going up?
So that will take a while. For example, the first money won't start coming in till June or so. And the district's not going to just use what you'd call like a pay-as-you-go system where they start getting collections and start spending it. They're going to bond against future revenue. So they're going to take out loans, paying it back over time. And they'll decide in December probably or maybe January on what they first do. So there'll probably be an addition to DeMonte Ranch High School, which is way overcrowded. And then they need to start designing their schools because they haven't built schools in like a decade. So they're going to have to come up with new designs for elementary and middle schools first because they need to start building those before they build high schools. So then that's where they'll go. And it takes a while to build schools. So you're not going to see any new schools for a few years, even though this money starts coming in June.
Once the money does start coming in, the school board will be overseeing how the money for school capital projects will be spent. And three new board members were elected to the 7-seat board last night. Let's talk about those races, starting with District G. Former Washoe County manager Katie Simon Holland won that seat. What should people expect to see from her?
So she ran on the premise of being a proven candidate. So she has a long record in public service. She was a county manager. So she was coming in with that. There was concern in the beginning, would that work out for her or not? Because people want something different. She's obviously an establishment candidate. But that panned out for her. She won with ease and had a lot of campaign dollars behind her. She came in speaking for wanting to have a change on the school board in terms of more transparency and getting the public's trust back and following the law, which has been a big trouble for the school district. They've broken the open meeting law 3 times in the past 2 years. So she came in saying, you know, we're going to be done with that. I'm well established in these areas so we can move forward.
What about Malena Raymond, who won District D? What do you think she'll bring to the table?
Malena's interesting because she's kind of the opposite. She has no experience in schools. You know, a lot of time you'll see teachers run, even if they don't have any political experience, they have educational experience. She has neither. She's a mother and she's a consultant with nonprofits, but nothing related to education. I honestly don't know what we'll see with her. We'll see. She'll have to make some big decisions early on, as will this whole board, because they'll have to decide how to spend this money.
And someone with a lot of education experience is Deborah Feimster. She won District C. She's a former teacher and principal in the Washoe County School District. Do you think being an insider will help her in her new board position?
Well, she definitely knows the inner workings. So that's always something voters tend to reward if you have a proven experience working your way up through the district. So that is a perspective that voters tend to like to have, because other people like Malena and Katie will have to learn very quickly how a school district works, especially one of this size. This is one of the largest districts in the country. So it's definitely a complex machine.
Trevin Millard is the education reporter for the Reno Gazette Journal. Thank you for sharing your insights with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.